the time, I thought the poor devil was delirious and talking nonsense. Now, however, I'm not so sure.
What makes you say that?
Well, about a month ago, Dale fished a fellow out of the Thames. A man by the name of Snipey Jackson. He was wanted in connection with the Lester job. The poor devil was practically gone when they dragged him into the boat. But Dale is absolutely certain he said exactly the same words as the night watchman.
The green finger?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When did you come down from London, Harvey?
This afternoon. I'm staying at the Little General.
The Little General? Oh, you mean the inn? Good heavens, don't be silly. You must stay here. There's bags of room. We'll run down and get your things.
Oh, look here, old boy. I don't want to put you to any trouble.
Why, Timothy, you're the limit. I'll tell Price to get the car ready.
Coming in?
No, I'll wait outside.
Shan't be above a minute or two. My things are upstairs.
Yes, righto.
Hello, Mr. Temple.
Eh?
What were you doing here this time of night?
Hello, Ben. I'm just waiting for a friend of mine. How's the farm, eh?
Don't talk to me of farms. They'd be more darn trouble than they're worth.
Well, here's a cigar, Ben. Have a smoke when you get home.
Why, thank you. I will. Make the house smell proper Christmassy, this will.
Good night, Ben.
Good night to you.
I say, mister, is that fellow a friend of yours? A chap will come into the inn about...
Yes, what's happened?
My God, it's awful. It's awful.
What's happened?
He shot himself.
Shot himself? No. No, that can't be true.
I tell you, he shot himself. I was...
We'd better go inside.
He's dead, Benny?
Yes. He's dead, all right.
Whatever made him do it? He come in here large as life. Walked across
Please,
to the...
Please, just a minute.
What are you looking for?
Are you on the telephone?
Yes, it's over there.
Thank you. Hello? Sergeant Morrison? This is Paul Temple speaking. Sergeant, you'd better come along to the Little General. There's been an accident. Well, it might be suicide. Yes, straight away. Oh, and bring Dr. Thorne if you can get him. Oh, I see. Well, in that case, give Dr. Milton a ring and tell him I've been in touch with you. Yes, yes, naturally.
What did you mean, might be suicide? You can
what
see me
What were you
yourself?
Doing when my friend arrived?
What was I doing? I was doing a crossword puzzle.
Where were you, behind the bar?
Yes.
Would you mind telling me exactly what happened?
No, of course not. This fellow comes in and says he's changed his mind about staying here the night. He pops upstairs and brings his suitcase down. There it is, over there.
Oh. And then what?
Well, then he asked me if I could change a quid. I says yes and goes into the back parlour to get the money. When I gets back, I see him just like he is now. Laying all twisted up like... With a gun in his hand. It's true, I didn't half turn queer.
Was there anyone else here when he arrived?
No, of course not. The place has been deserted since 8:30.
Are you the landlord?
Yes, that's me. Horace Daly's the name.
You're new here, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been here about 6 months. I bought the place from a chap called Sharp. I mean, he was Sharp, all right. This place is a proper white elephant.
Tell me, could anyone else have come in here whilst you were in the parlour?
Yes, they could have come from outside or from upstairs.
No one entered from the street, I'm sure of that.
I say, why didn't I hear the shot? That's what I can't understand.
The gun was fitted with a silencer.
Cool. He did himself in style, didn't he?
Hello. He must have been left-handed.
Yes, looks like it, doesn't it? Gun in his left hand, all right.
Is there anyone else staying here at the moment?
Yes, old dame what calls herself Miss Parchment. She arrived yesterday afternoon. Said she's on a walking tour of the Vale of Evesham. Don't look much like Iker to me, though.
Have you seen her tonight?
Yes, she popped in here about 9:30.
What about the servants?
There's two maids, that's all. The rest sleep out.
I see.
Looks terrible, doesn't he, eh? This business has made me proper nervy.
I think you'd better fetch Miss Parchment down. I'd like to have a word with her.
Miss Parchment? What do we want her for?
The sergeant will insist on seeing her, so there's no reason why she shouldn't be brought down right away.
All right. If you say so, Gunner.
And you'd better tell her what's happened. We don't want her fainting or anything like that.
If you ask me, she'll pass right out.
The bar. You've been quick.
Yes.
Where's Miss Parchment?
She'll be down in a minute.
Have you told her about...
Yes. And would you believe it, she was as cool as a cucumber. Talk about some of us men being hard-boiled. Why, if you... Oh, here she is.
Miss Parchment?
Yes.
My name's Temple, Paul Temple. I'm most awfully sorry to disturb you at this time of night, but circumstances...
Oh, please don't apologize, Mr. Temple. Really, what a dreadful business this is. What a dreadful business.
What time was it when you went to your room, Miss Parchment?
Now, let me see. It would be about 10 o'clock. I sat for a short while reading. I prefer to read in bed as a rule, but the book I'm reading at the moment is so very interesting.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
I trust you've sent for the police, Mr. Temple. I do feel...
Yes, the sergeant's on his way here now.
What a dreadful shock it must have been for you. Personally, I can never understand the mentality of anyone who commits suicide. It always seems
to me... What makes you so certain that this is suicide?
What makes me so certain? But surely it must be suicide. Unless, of course, Mr. Daly shot him.
Here, none of them insinuations. I couldn't kill anyone, see? Not even if I wanted to. Can't stand the sight of blood. Makes me proper queer-like.
But there doesn't seem to be much blood, Mr. Daly.
It's enough to give me the jitters. And if it comes to that, why wasn't you in bed when I knocked on your door?
Because, my dear Mr. Daly, I was reading.
Like to bet it was a murder story.